Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
I welcome you to our Family Sunday, and I believe this Sunday, God wants to do something in your family. You are the person they have been waiting for in your family. You will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Today we are looking at, and we have been asking questions on, when parents fail. Every parent here, in whose God has made me to be one, we will not fail. When I pray for you, I'm begging you, pray, say amen. I say you will not fail. When parents fail. When I'm teaching you, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm talking to nations. All the people that have this and is talking to me, please, who are you? Psalms 127 verse 3 to 5, if you have questions, please just beckon to any of the ushers around you. They will give you a paper. Write your question. Behold, children are the heritage and gifts of God from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like the arrows in the hands of a warrior. See, the children are like arrows in the hands of the warrior. So are the children of one's youth. How blessed and happy and fortunate is a man who have them in his quiver or full of them. They will not be ashamed. You will not be ashamed. When they speak with their enemies in gatherings at the city gate. Parenting is a powerful responsibility. Some things happen when parents fail. And I'm going to be teaching you and telling you what must not happen as a parent so that it will not be recorded that you fail as a mother or as a father. Parenting is a kind of job God has given to every man, every woman that you are married. Not everybody can be called a mother. Not everybody can be called a father. It is a responsibility. It is not a status. I am married. It is not just a status. It is an assignment. In fact, it's a divine assignment that you must know. Until you are able to discharge your responsibility as a parent, failure is coming. I want to quickly pray for you that you will not fail in life. Oh, as God's stewards, we are going to be rewarded for taking care of the children God has given us again. Is that true? I will show you. Exodus chapter 2, verse 9. Exodus 2, 9. The enemy has done most youth, both Christians and non-Christians, unbelievers, to drug dealers and drug addicts, prostitutes. Yesterday, news came out of a 22-year-old boy that went to the brothel to pick a prostitute, took the prostitute home, and after they have finished doing whatever they want to do, the girl said, my money is 10,000. And the boy said, well, unfortunately, the money I have with me is just 8,000 naira. And an argument started, and this boy brought out knife, cut off the neck of the girl. Yeah, yes it is. Now, 22-year-old boy did that. By the time he's 42, you can imagine what he will have achieved in life. There are some things that happen in your days that you should just go put a big chain on your neck, connect the chain to a big stone, and drown yourself as a parent. And so if it's not going to happen, you're going to listen to this message and fight it now, especially if your children are still younger. If your children are already as big as you are, then I'm really sorry for you, because you would have to do a lot of prayer. And God help you, because let me tell you, God will not ask questions for the marriage, but God will ask questions on your children. Marriage is a relationship. One can decide to walk away, but God will ask you questions about your children. You are free to ask me questions, so I'm going to make it very short. And teenagers and I heard of Gen Z, I heard of Gen Alpha. Oh my God. and all we got from this Gen C and Gen Alpha is bullshit. Go to dating sites. Do you see small children there? A very stupid man was looking for a girlfriend, and this 68 years old man went on dating sites, and by the time they will match make, it was his own daughter they match make with him. It was not content. Life me. And the guy said, ah, Papa, what? What are you doing here too? Some things that our children do, let me tell you seriously, there's somebody got it from. Either you or your wife. When they do, I say, I'm on your own journey. That child looks like me. But when they do, I don't know where you came from. No, he came from you. So I'm going to be showing you. Everybody pray here, whether you are married or not, I will not fail as a parent. See, I'm begging you, lying down to beg you. Say, I will not fail in life. Say the second one, I will not fail as a parent. Oh, yeah, say a big amen. Let me hear you. See, the generation have materials, they have internet, they have everything that we never had in that time, but they are not as intelligent as those generations. But they are very mischievous, so terrible, so rebellious, so... I'm telling you. The other generation, they don't bother us well to look at our parents' eyes. Touch a child in any hand, I'll tell you, oh boy, Mom, see, you'll be surprised. I want to show you there's a reward for you if you take care of those children. There's a reward for you. Exodus chapter 2 verse 9. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away. I might be a little bit fast because I don't know how plenty the question will be. Take this child away and nurse this child for me. They are giving her a child back home. And I will give you. You are not there. And I will pay you for taking care of your child. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Okay, check for message Bible for me. The same passage. Pharaoh said unto her, or told her, take this baby and nurse him for me. And I will what? There is a payment for taking care of those children. Oh, you are thinking about dowry. Dowry is not the payment. What is dowry? How much can somebody pay you for sending your daughter to America? Training her, she asked me, AG. How much would be their dowry? So it's not the dowry. It's what you are putting them. It's a blessing. Omolelei, these are children. A pastor in Edo State went all the way to toast a girl for his daughter, for his son. He said, my name is so person. I am the father of so person. And I've just heard that you just finished this. I and your father will be a classmate. And I and your father will belong to the same thing. I want you to marry my son. And he goes, yeah, Papa. He said, yes. My son is a professor. You just finished your master. I want you to marry your son. I want you to grow. You are a wonderful woman. You are a great girl. Will you marry my son? The father had to go after that girl. It's not joke. And he said, I want to pray. He said, I give you 3 days to pray. And the guy said, sir, somebody has engaged to me. He said, throw away his ring. What are you telling me? He said, pray about my son. My son is your husband. She married him. You tell me if I see a good girl, I will not toast for my son. You tell me if I see a good boy, I will not breed the boy to marry my daughter. In this stupid world that people are lying, I, Sister Benefit, we marry, brother generous. And after they are married, you will see them doing nonsense and you're surprised. Where was the promises? And the pastor said, we should begin to bring cutlass to church to swear it. That if you betray me, cutlass, pursue your generation. So help me God. This is nobody who I said they will see do. A lady called the husband with some materials, and the guy begged her. I said, I'm sorry. And the woman forgave. And he brought wine. And both of them drank. And the lady drank her own. And the guy said, I'm sorry, sweetheart, you have known too much. I used to ask, what you have done to that girl, will you pray they do it to your daughter? Don't blame them. Go and check their family. Excuse me, before you marry anybody, go and check the madness in that family. Go and check the madness of their father. Go and check the madness of their mother. Some of you, can I ask you now to pray that God give me a man like myself to marry my daughter? Somebody was saying, said, may your son marry a woman like you. Say, God forbid. Do you know why? She was a bad woman and she knew it. I, Olufemi Akinla, will not fail as a parent. I'm praying for myself because you are big guys. I, Olufemi Akinla, I will not fail as a parent. Say, big amen, let me hear you. So the purpose of this teaching today is to show you where parents fail. You see so many things happen. Charity begins from the house. What we do from the house is what we carry outside. Enter into churches, enter into ministry, enter into politics. Listen to me, it started from the house. A crocodile in Nigeria cannot turn to a snail in America. Are you listening to me now? It's what you are at home, that's what you are going to exhibit outside. Who is the teacher? This is not a teacher in school, there are teachers at home. The father, the mother, we are the teachers. And when we put in these children, they begin to manifest it. And let me tell you, they will not only manifest, they will magnify it. Oh, you want your own children. You told them not to greet people, but you want people's children to greet you. Are you not a joke? I'm asking, are you not a joke? If you want me to stop this message, shout hallelujah. It's a parental failure affects the children. And that's why we have to pray here. If you are here today, you're already affected by the mistake and the failures of your parents. There is deliverance in the house for you in the name of Jesus. A parental failure, let me tell you, once it starts like this, it causes unsuccessful ending. When a parent fails, for that child to rise, it will take God. That is why you, looking at me now, you must not fail. Somebody say, I would not fail. So parental failure prevents successful ending. Parental failure prevents successful ending. You want to end well, you want children to end well, make sure you don't fail. Many trouble we have within society is traceable to the house. It's traceable to the home. That is why church did not start first. It didn't start first. Church didn't start first. Permit me. What started for was the home? The house. Marriage. Family started first. So let's go back to the basis and train our children. Should I continue? That they realize that parental failure can be passed down to the children. I fear. And I said, no. No. Some nonsense must not cross over me. Not even to my younger ones. How much more my children? It must not. And many problems we have today, all the delays, is traceable there. Parental causes, is traceable there. Evil covenant, is traceable there. Most problem of a child is traceable to the rising, not the falling, not the parent. And that's why you as a parent, it's only for one of you, may you rise in life. There are so many brilliant and hardworking children, but their life is tough and hard. Do you know why? They were born into the home of battle. A womb of turmoil, a womb of chaos gave birth to them. A womb of crisis gave birth to them. And you know what? They grew up in crisis. They don't understand what's happening. Charity begins. Permit me to tell you too, that battle begins. Anybody here suffering from parental failure, I pray for you. By the reason of oil on my head, today you are delivered by fire. So parents have responsibility to their children. I give you four responsibilities of parents to children. Then I show you the parents who fail and the consequences of their failure. I give you four responsibilities. The family has always been a major idea of God. See, the family is like what they call that thing? Clay that you put in your hands that you are molding. What you mold. I was telling somebody, tell your son or your daughter to be greeting people. There are some things I will not tell my children until I'm cleared. Some of us, any small thing, you have gone to your children, you have told them a very bad version, and they pick it up from there in a magnified version. You are causing trouble for yourself. May you end well. What happened between your mother, between anybody? You walk past an elderly person, you cannot keep person. You are sick, your mother is sick. My father was fighting with that man. And I met them. It was hidden. And my father said, hey, my son has come. Oh yeah, family, come and slap him. Slap who? And I said, both of you are elders. What's wrong with you? You have eaten this morning, Abi? I'm hungry. Because you have eaten, that's how you have strength. I told you, as a 2 Sundays ago, the man sent me a message on TikTok telling me, I just remember you, Femi. Do you remember Babakar Ode? The man downstairs your house. He said, Femi, God bless you. I know you are a pastor, but I can pray for you. I told him I was stranded at university. I came home because I couldn't pay my school fees. I met him on the road. He said, you are supposed to be school. I said, he said, you have not paid. He said, follow me to the bank. My school fees was maybe 82,000 Unilag then. And he had 85,000 and he gave me 82,000. If I slap him, will I receive it? One person give birth to a child, the whole nation will take care of that child. It's a shame. When you go home and you are telling your children how you fail, and you are really a failure. I expect some people to leave the church after this service because it's not going to be palatable. I will not open my daughter, my mouth and tell my daughters my pain. I will not. The first day I had a problem with Pastor Paul was because of one stupid boy. And I said, Paul, this boy is stealing money. Paul said, no. Do you know why? Accountant can see, you can never trace it. Ah! I said, and Paul said, no. That was the only fight we fought. Abi, there was no fight between me and him. So in anger, I said, you cannot get this boy. I mean, something's wrong with you. In anger, I came back to my office and said, sir, I resign. I said, resign. Get out of my office. Resign now. Get out. I entered to the church bus. I went to pick my daughter, Olive. And my daughter said, this is not my father. My father is a happy, jovial person. What is wrong with him? If I'd opened my mouth to say it's Pastor Paul, that's the beginning of my problem. And I said, no problem. It's church things. It's church hustles. It's church stress. I got home. I did not tell her anything. In the morning, Ayo was in my house. So she was asking, what is Pastor Ayo doing in my house? I said, I don't know. I know women. They brief themselves quickly. And Ayo will not let me pass. And the matter was resolved. But you, your children will know. Your wife will know. You will call your ancestors on phone. Something has happened, no? Something has happened. And that is why we have a community that is infested. Let me show you your responsibility as a parent. I expect you to be angry. Please be angry in the name of Jesus. And when you finish being angry, change or make your decision. This church is a church where the truth is passed. And I heard as a particular gender, they don't like the truth. Once the truth is being said there, those gender, they will leave. I want to see if this is true. Carry your Bible with me. King of kings and Lord of lords. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Train up a child in the way it should go. When he's old. You don't train a child when he's 16, 17, 18. Even in deliverance ministry, a child will respond, the spirit will respond when he's still tender. Train up a child. Not train up a teenager. Not train up an adult. And when he has grown, he will not depart from it. I read for you another version. See, the destination of your child, the success of your child, depends on what you put in that child. If we stand as role model, our children will do well. This prayer is only for 300 of you. May our children do well. I read for you in the good news. Teach children. Did you see that? Teach who?
Children. I'm not hearing. Teach who?
Children.
Teach them what?
How they should live. Thank you. And they will remember it all their life. But no, you will not teach them. Four things, responsibility. Once these four are concerned, you're good. Number one is leadership. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the only surviving child of your parents. Every other person don't cry. I pray for you, nothing will happen to you. The Lord will preserve you. What kill others will not get you. In Jesus' mighty name. So as a leader, look at me. If I'm telling my children, look at me. God forbid, look at me. I'm smoking. I say, you must not smoke. Oh. Not a smoker. This is no good for you. What have I done? My people, Yoruba says, you want to go and bury your elder brother. And when you go to the burial ground, you strip him off. And you push him into the burial, to the distance. When you die, your younger brother too, seeing that's how you did it, will do that too. Leadership is do as I do. Not do as I say. So God expected us, or God is expecting us, to lead these children. My enemies are not my children's enemy. I can handle my enemy myself. Yeah. So listen to what I want to teach you today. Do you know why God loved Abraham? Let me show you. Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening.
Hey, Ryan.
For I know that he, that is Abraham, will command. Look at that. Will do what? Not pamper them. We command the children and his household as I am. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken. I don't know which amplified version this is. Listen. For I have known, choose, and acknowledge him as my own. So that he may teach and command his children. God wants you to command your children. God wants you, Benny, to lead your children. And you can lead better by examples. Whatever we do, we are leading, whether we like it or not. God expects us to lead them to righteousness. Lead them in humility. When you get to know very well, Genesis chapter 18, you see everything there. Lead them in integrity. Lead them in respect. Do you know that kneeling down is not respect? Do you know that prostrating is not respect? The respect is from the heart and character. Shall I still continue? Let your children see you follow Christ. I was told some years back, they took delight. And I wanted to play match. And my son went to where I used to pray. He said, Daddy used to pray here. I knelt down and prayed. And the Nepa brought light back. Why? He saw me pray. What does your children see you doing? What did they see you doing? Stop abusing them. They took it from you. Number two. What must? Or what's the responsibility of the parent? Protection. The first one is leadership. The second one is children are very weak and vulnerable. They are inexperienced. Permit me to say they are helpless. Yes, it is your duty as a parent to care for them and protect them. Protect them. Not everything they say they want, you must give. I want to go and meet sister this. I want to go and meet brother this. No. They will not know you are protecting them now until when they are grown. And they will thank you. Can I quickly pray for you? Concerning your children, you will not be a loser. Look, 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 look. There are many lions out there that are your children. There are many lions. Don't let them get into the mouth of a lion. So protect them. So that they will not be destroyed. Protecting them does not mean you are now, you are like, where are you? No, it's not a matter of noise. Follow me, let me teach you. Come. Matthew chapter 18, verse 6. But whosoever shall cause any of these little children or ones who believe in me and acknowledge and cleave to me to stumble and sin, that is who entices him or hinders him in the right conduct, in the right conduct or thought, it will be better, more expedient and profitable or advantageous for the person to have a great milestone fastened around his neck and to be sunk in the dust that I told you, and you frown your faces thinking I'm a bad pastor. There's no problem. It's your core responsibility so that God will not fight you, so that God will not judge you. People have walked away out of the marriage. The man walked away. The woman walked away. Somebody walked away. But whoever is taking care of the children will receive the reward. And at the same time, will receive consequences and judgment for not taking care of that child. Somebody say, I hear you. It's very important you know this now. You are to protect them. Number three. If you have any question, anywhere, any of the platforms, write it down, send it to us. If you have a question here. Provision. See, every time I come to this world, look at me empty-handed like this. The only thing they have that for themselves is their parents. So there are needs you must meet. And they are what? Food. Shelter. Education first. Food, shelter, and education. Then there are needs you meet emotionally. There are needs you meet psychologically. There are needs you meet physically. In fact, 4 Timothy 5 verse 8 says, whoever of you that cannot provide for his own house, especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith, is worse than an infidel. Sir, what are you doing at home? Are you told your children to go and be working for you? You are still alive. Your children are working and giving you money. You are not blinded. You are not lame. You are not crippled. There is no word upon your life that you should rest or whatever. There is complication in your health. And you sell at home releasing those girls of 13, 14 years old. God will judge you. See, I don't care about your faces. And when we go to a court, then remove the children from school. Have you followed a particular girl to the house? A 12-year-old girl. The father and the mother, they were in the house making out. And I said, sir, you are 35. He said, you know, you are 35, my friend. He said, yes. This girl is 12. Selling pure water. He said, you have to do work. I said, sir, God will judge you. God will punish you. So you are here with your wife. And your daughter is selling pure water. Not in my lifetime will my children suffer. Amen. Not in your lifetime will your children suffer. Amen. If it's easy, why don't you go and sell the pure water? And let those children enjoy. Or sell the pure water with them. But no. You are in the house. We called for assistance where the load of the youth that was on my neck was much. We had 800. So we called for assistance. I was not sending. Go. The parents that born these children, they are stupid, they are useless. Pastor, drop them. And I said, we can't drop them. Help or forget it. While some are praying for children, you have them and look how they're doing. It is your duty to give them food. You give a child food and that child is eating the food and you are saying bad words. They say, look at you. You don't know more than food. It is in the place of food your mate left you. You have not met with the parents. Oh, Jankoku. Ah. Eat, eat. Yes, or be a day. What is that? Eat it. She won't tell them what. She means food, you know how to eat. Yeah. Then they will come around you again and knock your head. And some of you will not care. Say, no problem. They will not kill me and go chop. Some of us will not eat that kind of food. Some of us will not care. You know the gap between me and Lydia? I was in primary 6 when Lydia was born. And my grandmother was around. And some bullshit happened in the house. I don't know what I wanted to eat. And there was a particular word. I told them. Primary 6, keep your food. First day, second day, third day. The anger was feeding me. Instead for me to eat this primary 6, I rejected bullshit. In those days, they don't burn you well now. This one food they will cook all the house with. Today. Me, I want Indomie. Me, I want fried Indomie. Me, I don't want fried. Me, I want white Indomie. Then I want it to be garnished with cabbage. Cabbage or garbage, anyone just put. That's this. Be eating maje. You will eat with cane. So my grandmother said, for 3 days you are not eating because you are angry. I said, I'm not eating. And my grandmother left the house. I said, they go now. Primary 6. Please, it's your duty, sir. Don't send your children out. Don't send them to your cousins and in-laws because you can't feed them. You must feed them. You must clothe them. You must shelter them. And stop crying in front of them to pity you. I don't understand. Go to the bathroom and cry your cry. They did not beg you to come to this world. And when you are finished crying your cry, who is that a parent is crying already? When you are finished crying your cry, you come out and encourage you. So don't worry, I'm going to be rich. We are going to work. We are going to make money. Everything is going to be okay. I want to pray for parents here. Hey, in life, you will not fail. In family, you will not fail. In any place where you get up, you will stand tall in the name of Jesus. As you are now, can I ask you, is your son proud of you? Yes, you are not a billionaire, but is he proud? Those same women selling Akara, sending their children to university. Saying, if you remain one rapper in my body, you will go to school. I will see people drinking beer. And they say, look, I can't keep myself. La la la, Friday. Tell me, Obasunle. Meanwhile, your children are there. You are drinking your life away. Tick, says the clock. Tick, tick. What you have? Time is moving. When you pay attention, you will hear it. Tick, tick, tick. It's your life that is moving. I pray for you from my heart. You will not be a failure anyhow in the name of Jesus. It's your duty to give them provision. How can a girl wear one clothes for a whole year? Are you fine? I'm asking you. And you will not stop burning. You born the first one. You'll be giving them name. Chidera, Chidi Amaka, God will do it. God has visited me. Chidi Eberem, Eberem. You console yourself with your useless name. You said, hey, Adam Wam. You are. Today is not for you. Let me just concentrate. Number 4. What is number 1? Are you leading by example? Do you know that when I'm on call, there's a time to pray? My children will gather themselves and begin to pray. People come out of their rooms. I'm telling you, and they begin to pray. Then, whether we allow or not, they begin to pray. I see movement. I will just be smiling. I'll just like this. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I thank you. Do you have a time of prayer in your house? I'm asking, do you have a time of prayer in your house? You are. Those English, your children are hearing it. Number four, discipline. I'm going to teach you on discipline for a few more minutes. It is expected of us as parents to instruct and discipline our children. See, the Yorubas are very, very wonderful. They said the child that is good belongs to the father. Eh? The one that is bad belongs to the mother. It's a lie. When a child is bad, it brings shame to both of you. When a child is good, it brings what? Praise to both of you. Can I pray for our children? They will bring God great praises. Now, you need to understand this now. When we talk about discipline, you need to understand the difference between discipline and punishment. Come, let me show you something. Come. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 13. Proverbs 23, 13. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. They are not here. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. A good spanking. Not when they are big. They call them children. Okay, check with me again. Proverbs 19:18. You have an awesome responsibility. Discipline your children while they are younger enough to learn. So they get a particular age, they no go learn. Discipline your children while they are young enough to learn. Let me finish it. Go. I'm not hearing you. If you don't, what happened? Proverbs 22 verse 6. I want to show you something between discipline and punishment. Come on. Come on. 22 verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, what? So, when do you train a child? When? When he's still a child. Please listen to me. Some parents, because they want to discipline a child, they enter into punishment. It's good. Some move from punishment to wickedness. Punishment is like you address a particular issue, but discipline, you address a lifestyle. Punishment for doing this, this is the consequence. But discipline, you address what? A lifestyle. This is how you would dress. This is how you would do. This is how you... For the first time, my son followed me to preach somewhere. And we were in the car and I said, are you going to button up? That's one question. You were there. He said, yes, daddy, I'm button up. You don't go into preach and there's t-shirt there and the shirt open like that. Yeah, I know you're a fine boy, but you know what? And immediately, beep, 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 beep. Discipline is a lifestyle. Do I dress like this? Discipline is a lifestyle. Punishment, you address what? Oh my God, what am I doing here? Punishment, you address what? You address an issue. It's an action. You address an action. This is what you have done that is wrong. Punishment. But discipline, you address what? A lifestyle. Should I continue? And this should be the big picture of parenting. You must know when you are disciplining a child or when you are punishing a child. Discipline takes a lot more time than punishment. a lot more time. Disciplined children are greater than children that receive punishment. It's about molding. It's about molding the child. Please don't forget these three F's of discipline. Three F's of discipline. You want to discipline a child, please look at me. Don't write anything. Look at me now. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. You can write now if you want to write. Foolishness is bound in the hand of a child, and the rod of discipline will remove it from you. Now watch. There are three F's of discipline. Number one, be firm. Be firm. Be firm. If you spoil this thing again, this is what I'm going to do to you. Be firm. Be firm. If you do this again, this is what I'm going to do. Be what? Be firm. If you disobey me outside again, this is what I'm going to do to you. Be firm. You want to discipline a child? Every time it's not, you carry cane. Mm-mm. So if you don't adhere to what I've told you now, this is what you should do. If you don't do this, there is. For every improper behavior, there is this. Be firm, number one. The second F of discipline, be fair. Please be fair. Some parents are not fair. The punishment should fit the crime. The punishment must not be bigger than the crime. Okay, your daughter offended you, and the next thing you said, go and remove your clothes. You are beating her naked in front of everybody. What is that? You have not heard it before. Have you seen anybody say that before? You have not. May you not see. I said, may you not see. Amen. Because there's somebody in this building that was treated that way. Your daughter offended you. Next, go and remove your pants. You are checking at her private part. What's that? What is that? Devil! The next thing. Your son offended you. And the next thing, you carry his clothes. You are pulling it. What is that? What is that? Eh? What do you call it now? You are the one that said it. Be fair. Be fair. Your son took sugar. Why did he take the sugar? You took his hand. He said, Mafia Pasia Lara. I will put a mark on your body. You will show your children for stealing. You now cut the boy's hand. Pear, pear, pear. You now put fire. What is that? God in heaven knows. I'm telling you what I've seen most of all. The person, the digital, is very close to me. He's by my right hand there. It's not a joke. Be fair. Do you know why children, when they leave the house, they don't come back to you? Because you are an assistant devil. What is that? No, what's that? Sit down, Jerry. Be firm. If you do this again, my children knows me. I tell you. Please help me wake them down that is sleeping to get out. See, I tell them, if you do this again, they won't. Because they know that this is not a joke. Don't just be firm. Be fair. When you want to be this one, say, bring out your hand. You know, bring out your hand. Tend it again. Stretch it. I will show you I'm your mother. Stretch it. Tend it again. Stretch your hand. Tend it again. Oh yeah, go and carry your book. But the younger sister did. Now said, go and remove your clothes. Boss said, bring that pepper. How dare you put pepper in the private part of that young man? Say you want to spoil it. You have been targeting his private part before? Sit down, don't let anybody there. I'm asking. Tell somebody beside for me, tell him, be firm. Be fair. Tell him for me, be fair. Be fair. Now beg him for me, please be fair. Be fair. If God is punishing you like that, will you be alive? Be fair. And number three, be friendly. You know, I call my son my brother sometimes. When I say, my brother, he will laugh and all his breast will be shaking. I said, my brother, come, let's talk, oh, my brother, my brother. I said, daddy, I'm your son. I said, hey, my brother, oh, my brother. My small boy, be friendly. I hear you lay. The child that you are not a friend to will not tell you secrets. They will keep secrets from you and they will tell one stupid boy in their class. But they won't tell you anything. Why? Because you are the tribe of the lion of whom I hear. My children can wake me up anytime and tell me, I want to see you, sir, anytime. They can. I'm telling you, I want to see you. I'll say, okay, don't worry, I'm coming. We'll talk. The Lord will help the church. I'm not hearing you again. I said, the Lord will help the church. So the three F's of discipline is number one, what? Be what? Not Femi. Be what? Number two is what? Number three is what? Encourage them. When you read your book, you know how to fail. And when you read your book, there are some things. Say, you know, I will say to you, be friendly with them. You can't be carrying your face every time. And maybe you don't know, please, mothers here, we heard that your first daughter should be your sister. But no, 85% of mothers, they hate their first daughters. She's your competitor. Should I continue? So work at catching them to be good. I give all my children a slogan. When I see the firstborn, there's a name I call her. In fact, everybody around me, I have the slogan, including Kosi, all the people around me. Pastor Paul, I have a slogan for him. Do you know? Do you know Pastor Paul's slogan? You don't know? When you see my phone, what do I call him now? Apostle Paul. When you give a dog a good name, even the dog will do like this to you. Everybody around me, there are some people around me, I call them devil. They will not let me rest. Stretch your hand to this altar. Let me pray for you. In your lifetime, are you there? Your children will do well. Yes. Okay. Now let's look at the parents who fail. So I'm ending this service now. Is there any question? Okay. So I told you the four responsibilities of parents. Number one, leadership. Number two, protection. Number three, provision. Number four, and this really has three F's. Number one, be firm. Number two, be fair. And number three, be friendly. Good, intelligent children. Now let's look at those parents. Parents don't fail. Parents above all, they are God. Hey, put it down. And listen to this lecture. Parents will fail. In the name of Jesus, everybody understand my voice here, you will not fail. Yes. Carry your Bible with me. 1 Samuel chapter 2, from verse 12 to 17. We'll read it very quickly. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. The sons of a prophet, Bible said they are sons of Belial. The sons of prophet, they are sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. May your children know the Lord. Amen. Your amen is not coming up again. Are you angry? I said, may your children know the Lord. Amen. And the priest's customs with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in sitting with a fresh hook of three teeth in his hand. Verse 14. And he stuck it into the pan or kettle. That's how they're supposed to do the cauldron or pot, all that the flesh hook brought off by the priest took for himself. So when a priest wanted to take out of what was brought to the tabernacle, he put the flesh hook and anything he brings out is for him. So they did in Shiloh until all the Israel came to them. Verse 15. Also before they burned the fire, the priest servant came and said to the man, that offer sacrifice. Give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. Verse 16. And if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desire, then he will answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it to me now, and eat not, I will take it by force. Say, these children, they take whatever they want by force, not according to the law of a priest. Next verse. Wherefore the sin of the young man was very, very great, or very great, sorry, before the Lord, for God abhorred the offering. For this man abhorred the offering. They turned God's offering to nonsense. Verse 18. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, guarded with the linen ephod. Verse 19. Okay, I'm done with that. Don't worry. Let me continue. Now, the Bible is filled with parents that are good and parents that fail. This is only for 13 parents here, or let's make it 30. May you be the good parent. And I'm showcasing there, how admirable, how some parents are wonderful, but I'm not going to that. I'm going to the parents who fail. Among the parents who fail, your name will not be mentioned. I'm not hearing you. Your name will not be mentioned. As if we'll pamper some stupid boys, some stupid girls. When I talk to you as my son, you don't move. You don't move. When I say stand there, stand. You don't move. You don't turn your back. One of my daughters, when she was growing, she was tough. When I took her hand one day, I said, I'm going to remove your hand. And when I finish, I'm going to treat you. Apologize to your sister. I said, no, I will remove the hand. And when she said, this man is going to remove the hand, you, when you get to go and create cutlass. Danny said, he almost broke the arm of the altar. Me, now cutlass. Your daughter too will bring cutlass. It's very important you know this now, so that they will not disgrace you outside. The first parent that failed was Eli. What is your own name? Let me pray. Your name will not be mentioned among failures in the name of Jesus. Eli failed big time to discipline his children. Ophni and Phinehas were crazy boys. They were so corrupt and disrespectful. They were so terrible. They do anything that pleases them. Nobody can correct them. And this lack of parental guidance caused a lot of problems, downfall, and eventual death for them. In fact, God did not kill Eli himself. It was the death of this boy's news that killed him. Your children will not kill you. Look at this. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22 to 25. Look at what they did. Look at. Now, by this time, Eli was old. Look at it. Just look at this. He kept getting reports on how his sons were ripping off the people and sleeping with the women who help out in the sanctuary. Not this church. When it's sanctuary, you know the church. They rip people. They rape girls. They rape men and they rape girls. When it was so, it was their report. Next verse. Eli took them to task at old age. What are you talking about? What's going on here? Why are you doing these things? I hear story after story. You know it's old. Of your corrupt and evil carry on. Verse 24. Oh, his sons. This is not right. At old age. These are terrible reports I'm getting. Stories spreading right and left among God's people. Verse 25. If you sin against another person, there is help, God's help. What was this? But if you sin against God, who is around to help at old age? But they were far gone in disobedience. Why? Why? Train up a child. Not train up a dog. They don't listen to their father. So God was fed up with them. and decree. Did you read it? And decree. He didn't want to say it. And God decree what? Eli was a weak and permissive parent. Very weak. May you never be a weak parent. So he spared the children. He spared the Lord. He didn't teach them. He didn't train them. He didn't discipline them. No punishment. No nothing. Not even one time did he punish them. Punishment is for an event or a particular issue. Discipline is a lifestyle. Punishment is one lifestyle. Consequence for all, a failure. No punishment. No discipline. No training. Your children will not be wayward. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 18. Now, as at that last chapter, chapter 2, God decreed that they should die. Look at, he will have helped. 1 Samuel 3:18. Everybody read what happened between God and Samuel here. Between God and Eli here. Go, loud. So Samuel told him, you are not reading. Everybody read. Go. And Eli said what?
Wow.
And God has decided in chapter 2, he has passed out decree that they will die. Chapter 3, God called Samuel. I'm going to do something in this way that the eyes here will take you. I think I heard somebody call his name first time, second time he went to Eli. Eli says, God, tell him. Say, here I am, speak on. He guided this boy, but he didn't guide his children. No, discipline your children, chose. You never love them. They are coming for you. And the Lord started speaking to Samuel about what he was going to do. And Samuel visited Eli again. He said, what did God tell you? And he told him everything. Bible said he did not keep anything back. And Eli opened his mouth. And he said, well, he's God. Anything he wants to do, let him do. And God killed them. Can I pray for you? God will not kill your children. Amen. The second person that failed was King David. You heard that one of your sons raped the daughter. Your daughter. You are supposed to call both of them. Abi, look at me, sir. I'm not here. You are alive. Your children are fighting. It shows that you have failed. Your children are fighting. Yes, if you are looking at me now, you are a failure. Your children are fighting. Hello? Hello? B, I heard that. You are the younger one. Go to your brother and apologize. Nonsense. But no. You are sending messages to him that your elder brother cannot do anything to you. Nobody can use anybody's glory. And you are alive. Excuse me, sir, you fail. Should I say continue? So, he was alive when they were raping themselves. He was alive when that one killed the other boy. What did he do to the first one that raped? Nothing. What did he do to the one that killed the other boy? Nothing. And Absalom too raped all his ladies and all his women. What's they call that place? The Bakuni. I don't know about that places. And the next thing that happened, rebellion and murder started in his kingdom. If not for covenant that saved him, he will have here where. Like David, you will not fail as a parent. Amen. David was a public success, but a private failure. Eli was a public success, but a private failure. And later, he became a public failure. Because later, your stupidity and your negligence and whatever thing you are doing in the house will come to the limelight. Number 3, Jacob. Jacob, Genesis chapter 37, verse 3-4. How can you love this one more than this one? Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. Are you fine? How can you love A more than B? And you show it to them. Forget about age. They will fight you. Because he was a son of his old age. I see people, you've given birth to 1, 2, 3, 4. You now gave birth to a particular child when you are 16. You now call that child Ogotutu. New glory. That glory will not survive 12 years. Or go to Tukor. You gave birth to your last born. At 52, you now call it Shanumi. What Shanumi? Because Shanumi. Put it back. And he made him distinctive long tunic with sleeve. Why don't you do it for every time? Be careful. What is good for the goose? Be careful. So many times when children are talking about their parents, he said, he likes this more than me. He likes her more than me. They are humans too. If you love this one than this one, it should be based on what they have done, the activity, and there's a way you correct them, discipline them. And you will not show it. I've seen wise parents, after they have shared the right meat, then they will put a meat under the food for the child they love. And they say it's because of what you have done that is good though. But the person that knows, he will be looking as you are eating her. Cynthia. He said, "Leave me, I've not eaten my meat. You ate meat before." Is it not my mother gave me? Why? Mama said, "I've been a good girl." What about me? Mama said, "You need help." He said, "No problem. You and Mama will kill you." And that was the mistake of Jacob. He loved Joseph more than all of them. It was God that said, "Joseph, you will have died." So Jacob failed. Stop showing it that you love this one more than the other. Very long time ago, a man had 12 children, and all of them did the meeting, and they said, "Papa loved me more than you. Papa loved me more than you." So they came and they said, "Papa, who do you love most among all of us?" Do you know he answered them? He said, "I'm going to answer you, but you must not tell the other person what I told you. Swear to me, you will never tell the other person what I..." So he said, "My first one called," and I said, "You are the one I love most. I love you like Elode." The second one, "More love where by Jay." Yes, so "More love where pa." And he told all of them, "I love you." And I said, "What did he tell you?" "I will not tell you, but I'm the one." Now those that are their wise, but parents of nowadays have been looking at you. Look at your younger brother, is better than you. Is that not what you do? Just look at your mate. Then if the friend of that girl come to the house, "What are you doing now?" "I'm in year 2. "You are in year 2. She de bere. You are still struggling with jump. And you are eating my food. You are killing those children. Life is not like that. That's your she de bere. I end up a lecturer over this girl later." We have different race. We have different lane. Stop comparing your children with themselves. Somebody say, "I hear you." And because of this, there was betrayal in the house of Jacob. There was suicide in the house of Jacob. Number 4, the fourth parent that failed, Samson's parent. Manoah and his wife was told. They were told that this guy is a great guy. Samson's parent. In Judges chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, a prophecy came about this child, but they messed it up. They did not teach him, they did not tell him. Samson was not supposed to cut his hair. Samson was not supposed to touch a dead thing. Samson was, yes, he was not supposed to take alcohol. He broke all the laws. A great judge was messed up. One man army was messed up. Can I pray for you? The life of your children will not be a mess up. And what's the consequence? Downfall. Captivity. Shame. Because he was not trained. He was not tutored. They were not mentors to him. Let me give you one more. And you can ask your question. Do you know the person they call Herod the Antipas? Herod Antipas and Herodias? How can you be teaching your child asked for the head of John. I was asking, was she going to cook the head? Was she going to cook the head? They didn't treat Solomon. They didn't train Solomon. Solomon asked for the head of the man of God. What is your children asking for? You must teach them how to know the difference between wants and needs. And John the Baptist was unalived because a parent did not teach their children. Put together all I've said now. When parents fail, what happened? Number one, there will be betrayal in the house. Number two, there will be envious, jealousness, jealousy in the house. There will be battle among the children. When parents fail, there will be fractured family, like the one in Jacob's family. I saw something here now. I want to show you something now. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Let me show you something here now. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Media help me. I'm just putting down now. 22 verse 6. Turn up a child in the way it should go. Give me a message. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Message. Look at it. Point your kids in the right direction. Please say it again. Let me hear you go. And if you don't, so consequence of not doing this, that child will be lost. He'll be lost among society. He'll be lost among friends. He'll be lost in the family. Yeah? The child that you don't train, he will sell all that you have built to enjoy himself or herself. A woman was looking for a son. So he went to the motherless baby's home and he got a boy for himself. After he got this boy, he pampered this boy so much. Whatever this boy wanted, she would give him. Anything she wanted. Anything he wanted. Made this boy to be CEO of his company. Everything was fine until this boy met another useless girl, Benny. And both of them decided suffering this mama, frustrating her, tormenting her. And somebody advised the woman quickly, you have built a time bomb. Diffuse it, neutralize before he kills you. And this boy will slap this mama, disgrace her, drink himself, and he will wear girl to stupor. And the mama was intelligent. Pack all he had. Pack all she has worked for. And after he had packed them, carry this boy and the girl that I want to go and show you something. A new home I found for you. Took the boy to the place where he took him from. And gave all she had to them in the motherless baby home. And said to the boy, I picked you up from here. Please enter the place. All she had worked for. Carry a document and give to them in the motherless baby's home. Was she guilty? You are free. It's her property. And finally, permit me to say this. You are not going to like this. I call it observation. Look at my hand. Do you see my hand? If you don't train your children, your old age, you are going to be alone. Grandpa, you are going to be alone. Grandma, you are going to be alone. You will be alone. Because age does not reduce your wickedness. Age, in fact, makes your wickedness to be very, very improved version. The children you humiliated, the children you suffered, now they have children. Look at me. They will not allow their children to come to you. And if they come, your wickedness will still speak. A man sent his second daughter. I want to follow my auntie to grandpa. Went there that day, between 6 and 12. If you see the slap, old man, it's something I slapped the girl. The girl called the father, hello daddy, take me out of here. Before 5, the man is going to pick the child. You are going to be alone. Get ready to be alone. Shebo wicked. You are a disciplinarian. I'm a disciplinarian. And I don't talk, I don't take nonsense. Any child that does nonsense, I do wickedness. Continue. But I've taught you the four responsibilities. I've taught you the three F's of discipline. And I've showed you parents will fail. Your name will not be included. With this few points of mine, I believe I've been able to help you and not cause trouble in your homes. That there are parents that failed. And that failure has consequences. You will not be a failed child. And you will not give birth to failures. In Jesus' mighty name. Are you blessed? Jam your hands together to the Lord. Pastor Paul, let's take the question. If you want to ask me a question directly, so let's tell the usher so that I know you want to ask me a question directly. Let's make this. If it's out of what I've taught today, forget it so that we can save time.
Sir, how do you take care of a situation where the wife felt the children with negativities about the husband so as to abuse their mind?
Say it again. I want everyone to hear.
You are
the one that asks questions. Me, I'm just going to answer you. Ask the question again.
How do you take care of a situation where a wife felt the children with negativities about the husband so as to disabuse their mind?
Well, Amen. I'm going to have a meeting with you when? 16th of February. If you are a man here, please, if you are from 16 years old, meet me here on the 16th of February after service by 11 o'clock. All men, listen to me. In this life, what answers you first is after God and after you are anointed with power, ask for money. Whatever your wife is feeding your children, success is result.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God. When you are successful, your children will listen to you. When you're successful, your children will do what?
They will
listen to you. Men, I'm talking, they will do what?
They will listen to you.
You should know this, that 5% of the women in this world today, no matter what you give to them, they are not satisfied. Even God in heaven cannot satisfy a woman. God gave them hair, they wore wig. God gave them eyebrow, they put eyelashes. God gave them eyebrow, they put labalaba there. Woman put two shoes. Every woman here have two shoes. One now, after service, they have another one. Are you listening to me now? If God cannot satisfy a woman, can a man satisfy a woman? So, if your wife is feeding your children bullshit about you, succeed. What does that say you do?
Succeed,
man. I have seen that no woman can stand it when you say, I don't have money. So I swore my life, I will never tell a woman I don't have money. He said, I will be quiet. But when money comes, mafia will bat your head, man. Are you listening to me now? God did not create woman to suffer. A woman loves you more when you are rich. Your not being rich has made your life to be in trouble and chaos. God did not give a man a woman until there's provision on ground. So man, oh, you are looking around. That woman you are looking from there, you are looking at that place, you are looking at the woman. That woman can never date you until you have money. Sir, go and make money. See, you cannot marry her. Make money. And when you make money, say, hello, baby. No money, no baby. So, to settle this thing, don't worry. Let her be feeding the children or anybody with any bashing about you. You keep on succeeding. Result has no query. You keep on succeeding. And one day you tell your children, can I have a word with you? Follow me. And you begin to show them, this is what I prepare for you. You say, daddy, if you know what mommy is saying about you, you say, really? Don't mind your mommy. I've just been busy making money. Men, can I pray for you? Men, are they ready here? May God give you ideas to make money. And that's what I told you, men. You're sitting at home with a woman. A woman hates you when you sit at home. Get out of the house. Go somewhere for money. Come back at night. You are sitting at home. Let's answer the question that they ask. Question.
The next question.
Yeah.
The next question. Is it right?
Am I scattering your family? Yes, eh? I will soon leave. Yes, continue.
The next question. Yeah. Is it right for a mother to maltreat and starve a daughter because of a misunderstanding between them?
That's what I'm saying now. That's what I'm saying. How can you stab your child? How can you stab your child? If I don't, let's go to that place. That's why I've taught you that the three L's of discipline is what? Being firm, be fair,
friendly.
Stabbing your daughter, is it firm? Is it fair? Is it friendly? So anytime you come up with your madness, think about it. Is this firm? Is this fair? Is this friendly? If God wants to correct you as a mother, is that what he should do to you? Some parents will wait for you. They will give you food. They will lock the door when you are sleeping. You children nowadays, I congratulate you. The cane they used to use in those days. Those cane is long from here to that place. And those cane has tentacles. This generation, they thanking God though. You see the generation in front of us, they are dead, they are wicked though. And when you are sleeping, you might be thinking, you might be dreaming. You will just hear VIP. My grandmother tell me wants to beat you. She will bring two cane. She will give you one. She will hold one. She will say, pick it. Any attempt to pick it, VIP at your back. They are very sharp in discipline. Well, they are firm, but they are not fair. They are not friendly. Now you now carry. The other day somebody wanted to, he said he doesn't like how the daughter is doing nonsense and the girl was sleeping. She plugged iron. Yes. And she put it on the girl's butt. That place you target in that child's body is the place you are envying. You want to beat your son. You carry pepper. Putting it on his, not here, on his own manhood, on his manhood. What is your intention? And you now say the boy should follow you to church. And you hold microphone in church. And you are singing, hey, you are worthy of our praise. That's him. You didn't say your daddy's leading song. You say God will punish daddy. Third question.
The third question.
Please be firm. Please be fair. Please be friendly. Is it not funny after you have maltreated them? You now want them to wake up wanting to be your friend? No. They will not. They will not. They will not. You have marks on your children's body in the name of training them. He said, that's my one way of training my children. And that woman took pillar, took pole, bar on the boy's head, and the boy died. Okay, madam trainer, wake him up. They still took lawyer. I put to you, my lord, that this woman cannot kill a son. Don't put it anywhere. She's a murderer. Next one.
The next question you have elaborated on it, but the question is this. Daddy, is it good for a parent to make it obvious that he likes or she likes a particular child more than
a tribe,
other?
Tribe or child.
Child.
It's not necessary. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. Another question, please.
The next question, sir. What do you do for a child who refuses to take correction, but now married, but giving the husband issues?
Listen to me. If you have done your part to that child from childhood, it won't change. The Bible is correct. If you have done what I call do as I do, not you are saying, damn lola, this is wrong, but what you are doing is different. It's not going to work. Most girls, they do to their husband what they saw their parents, their mother, did to their father. Go and find out. Have you seen loving men? Go and check their family. Have you seen wicked girls? Go and check their family. And that's what I'm telling you. Forget about where you met a girl selling the church. Go to their house and look at how she's talked about to her mother. Forget love, oh. When you are in love, wear glasses. Wear glasses. Oh, she's so beautiful. Now, beauty kill you. That snake is beautiful. It will still kill you. Next question, please.
The next question, how can we undo parents that have favorite child?
There's nothing to do. I talk to all your church children here that are favorite. Look at me. Succeed. What do I say?
Succeed.
I'm not hearing you. I not hear you.
Succeed.
When you succeed, do you know God did this too? God loved Ephraim. It was very glaring that God loved Ephraim. And Ephraim had the best of life. They wanted to pray. They crossed hand. And Manasseh was just there. But Manasseh never stopped loving God. Manasseh never lost. Never. Later God looked at him and said, Oma Linia, you're a stupid child. Even God, when you succeed, let me tell you, even the gods will pay attention to you. Success is a leveler. Success is a divine avenger. I'm telling you, everybody will change. Do you find out the name of the owner of the place before you enter and eat there? Do you find out the name of the KFC or great people? You just enter because it's a success and there is a structure. Succeed and have something to show for life. Everybody connect to me, let me pray for you. Wherever you are, no matter who hated you, you will still succeed in life. Succeed. A young man married to a family, and that family, the mother-in-law love all the in-laws that are very rich. I told you I was there when they didn't want to take chefs. I said, your life is already bitter. You are taking bitter lemon. Are you fine? Do this. His life changed. The mama was the one running after him. You must succeed. Success is your portion. So if you find that your mom does not like you, we need to check. Maybe you are doing something that is wrong. If you are doing something that is wrong, please change. Maybe your birth or your growing days were difficult for her. And please, men, let me enter into mystery to answer this. All men, look at me. When you touch your woman, do you see me? When you touch your woman and she removes your hand, find out why she removed your hand. If you have been unfair to her, love her and take care of her. You see, there's something inside here called womb. Womb is a spiritual incubator. When you rape a woman, or when you defile a woman, or when you are cheating a woman, when you are suffering a woman, when you are abusing a woman, where the life of that woman is miserable, and you say you are planting a seed inside her, God in heaven knows that seed will grow up to fight you. I am the apostle of mystery. Now me they teach you, don't ever sleep with a woman that is angry, that said no, that said I'm not ready. Watch this. Come close to me. When a man touch the wife, hold me, and the wife hold him, and they are in very, very powerful unity and fellowship, they produce lovely, beautiful, wonderful children. But when the woman is saying, leave me alone, the womb will fight you. That child, when it grows, becomes a menace. That child, when it grows, becomes a thorn. He fights everybody. She fights everybody because from the womb, it has been fighting. You need to find out why your mom hates you or your dad hates you. If it's connected to the foundation, then please trace it and go for deliverance. But if not, if she just hates you for no reason, then succeed. I've answered the question perfectly now.
Yes, sir.
Now. Oh, yeah. Next question. God bless you.
These questions, you have explained them already. So I go to the last one.
Yeah.
Sir, I strongly believe in the blessings of the Father, as you have always preached.
The blessings of the Father.
Yes, sir. Right. And that you should always bless your Father more. But in the case where the father walked away for a long time and the mother had to raise the four children all by herself,
yeah.
Now the father is back, always needing help and trying to be around. Should the father still be blessed more?
Okay. Please, I don't know who asked this question, but I'm going to be fair. When a woman trained a child singularly, she has become the father and the mother of that child. Because a woman, you are to reference, and a man, you are to be responsible. Oh God, I feel like teaching you something today. A woman does what? Reference. You want to do anything, you reference him. You want to talk to him, you reference him. Now, so a woman reference, but a man is what? Responsible. A man can talk anyhow. Talk. A woman say, Koribe. By the time she's talking, the man's heart melt if it's normal, if it's not mad and demonic. Now, this woman took care of a child singularly. That woman has become your father and your mother. If she's not lying to you, because some women can lie, if she's not lying to you, if she's not lying to you, 1, 2. Most times, the people that ask, and they're always having this entitlement, they are the people that didn't do anything. Forgive him. Whatever you can give him, give him. And I'm not going to tell you the sharing formula between the mother and the father. You, an adult, you know what to do with your life. Now, ironically, the blessing of a child is not in the mouth of the mother. So, you know what? When you bless your mother and she blesses you, look for a father figure. It might be your pastor, it might be your uncle, it might be one elderly man somewhere, and make sure you collect the father's blessing. And if the father's return, no problem. Whatever you can bless you with it. You need wisdom. God will help you. So a woman can enter into the shoe of both father and mother when she's fair and she has done the right thing. But still, the father's blessing is not in her. She deserves the care. She deserves everything that you should do for your father. But search for the father's blessing somewhere else. Collect her blessing, but search for the father's blessing somewhere else. Okay, are we done?
I have one more question, sir.
Okay.
Now,
anybody question? Any question? Personal question? Directly? No? Okay.
In a situation where the child has seen the parent cry many times, how would the parent correct this?
Please, all of you, stop crying in front of your children. It will not leave their brain in a hurry. So you are emotional, but seriously, spiritually, it shows that you are weak If you are going to cry in front of them, make sure it's cry tears of joy, tears of prayer, but emotional tears of how your husband, she was not there when you and that man met yourself. If it's tears of you can't take care of them, do it in the bathroom. I have cried several times too growing up as a man, but you will never know. I am one of the sweetest men on earth, and I'm very, very funny, and I'm always happy. I'm so happy. Everything. What is making him to be happy? My parents abuse me. Oh, Ronu ni, oh, Lopolo ni, mi o ni. I don't have Lopolo. You know when the child just say, monkey, one Saulo, mentoku. What concern about who died? A child wants love. Give her love. Give your children love. A child wants care. Give them care. If he's asking you, what happened to Papa? What happened to you? And you have to tell him or her, make sure you tell. And yes, you could be emotional, but crying every time in front of your children makes them to be very, 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 very desperate. Makes them to fight whoever is fighting you. Makes them to want to revenge. Makes them to become very, very vengeful. You've got to stop it. Now, the person you cried about in front of your children, when both of you settle, what are you going to do? You now call the child. I want to tell you. I want to tell you. I want to tell you. We have settled it. You are practically just a weak witch. Stop crying in front of your children. And the Lord will bless you. I want us to pray. Can we pray? You have one more? Okay. I have one more line. Okay. Okay, we'll do this. Please stand up, let's pray. I want us to pray. Connect to me anywhere you are, all over the world, and say with me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray a very long prayer, so as I'm saying, we'll be praying it. Just go and say, listen, and you're praying, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm not taking this one. I want you to be louder. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, I thank you for your word. Say, I thank you for your word. Say, with this word, I cannot fail. Now go ahead and thank him very quickly. Somebody thank him. Thank him. I thank you for your word. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to fail as a parent. I refuse to produce failure as children. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even the grave, Jesus is Lord. Pray with the Father in the name of Jesus. Where I have made mistake as a parent, oh Lord, correct me by your mercy. Lift up your voice and pray. Where I have failed as a parent, Jesus, somebody pray. Pray, somebody pray. Evil in the grave. Where I have failed. Pray with me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, any failure transferred into my life from my parents, get out now by fire. Lift up your voice and pray. Any failure transferred into my life from my parents, get out in the name of Jesus. Any failure transferred to me. Are you praying? Are you praying? Pray me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I break the yoke of failure over my life, over my children. Lift up your voice and pray. You might not be able to break your parents' own, but you can break one on your life and your children. Every yoke of failure over my life, my children, break, 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 break. I am not going to fail. My children will not fail. Spiritually, financially, somebody pray here. In Jesus' name, pray. Say me, I remove the shoe of my father. Every shoe of failure that I put my legs into. Every shoe of failure inherited from my mother. Inherited from my father. Somebody say, I remove the garment of failure. I remove the shoe of failure. Lift up your voice and pray. Remove the shoe of failure. In Jesus' name, I pray. Say, any consequence of failure over my life, oh Lord, by your blood. Okay, I'm not here. Say, oh Lord, by your blood. In a family now where you and your brothers are not talking because your parents failed. Then, every consequence of failure over my head. Tamar was raped. The other boy died. Later, I fought again because there are consequences roaming in the family. The consequence of failure. My father's house, my mother's house. I refuse to be a partaker. Oh Lord, by your blood, collect it for me by fire. I thought you were going to pray. Somebody say, I and my family will serve you forever. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let me stretch your hand to this auditorium as I pray for you. Where you fail in your family, you will succeed. Some parents didn't plan to fail. Nobody has been a parent before. We all came and found ourselves our parents. Then, so some parents didn't fail. Definitely that they want to fail. Some is negligence, some is carelessness, some is stupidity, some is friends, some is wherever they fail. May you correct the nonsense in your family. Sometimes God gives us children, and those children us. Benny, they are father of men. Benny, they are father. Some children are father of men. You give birth to them, but they are father of men. Esther became a queen. The uncle was still a gate man. From you, the image of that family shall be redeemed in the name of Jesus. If I didn't pray for you, make it the same, man. I'm praying for you. He won't tell me. I said, you will redeem the glory, the image of that house in the name of Jesus. Pray for you. Whatever they have known your family for, maybe for delay, maybe for stagnancy, maybe for ritual, maybe for whatever. When they mention your own name, they say he, she came and everything has changed in his time in the name of Jesus. The Lord's glory of your family, you will bring them back. Through you, the Lord will show your family mercy. This person sent from the internet for the fruit of the womb. I pray the Lord that gave me 3 children to give her 3 children in the name of Jesus. Anybody believe in God for fruit of the womb? The Lord will give you fruits of the womb in the name of Jesus. The Lord that answer us here will answer them on all the social media platforms in the name of Jesus. We thank you, precious Lord. I want to pray this one for you again. whatever is lost in your family, if it is money, God will give you plenty. I told you, especially men, women, listen to me. Check the record of your father and break it. Didn't I tell you? Your parents hated a pastor, love them. Your parents did not take care of a pastor, take care of them. Are you listening to me now? Now I continue praying for you. You will break the record of your father in the name of Jesus. Your mother died young, you will not die young. Your father died young, you will not die young. Your father was delayed, you will not be delayed. Your mama suffered, you will not suffer. In fact, Isaac asked, how did you get it early? Everybody say, Mano, you will get that in early in the name of Jesus. You are not like them. You shall be better than them. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for you, any baton of failure they have given to you, today you are throwing them away in the name of Jesus Christ. I told my boys, he said, you want to be like me? Your children will be greater than you. Like I said, you don't need my prayer here. I said, your children will be greater than you. You'll be greater than your parents. No matter what they have achieved, your own will be better than them in the name of Jesus. All the people that are here, you have the spirit of fear. How will my future be? Your future is bright. You will get there in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Help me with the name of your family as I pray on that name. Now, that family name you mentioned, I stand and I pray for you today that great things begin to come out of that family. Power, anointing, money, peace, patience, breakthrough from that family in the name of Jesus. Greatness is attached to that family in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. Lift up your voice and give him praise. Lord of majesty, divine authority, hallowed be
your name.
Put your hands together like this. Not clapping, just put it together. Peace will not leave your house. Prayer will not leave your house. Unity will not leave your house. Love will not leave your house. Jam your hands together.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, pebbles, and to make power.